Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Without a doubt, if someone is surfing Match or Plenty of Fish or one of these dating sites, I got to tell you something. If you put in your dating profile that you will not date a man if he's under a certain height, I'm warning you. You really need to reconsider that. I got a buddy of mine back in Chicago who's a short dude, shortish. No, he's short, but he's so successful, and he's a really nice guy. He's single.
Yeah.
Never really talked about why. I think he's just kind of playing the field, but I mean, what a catch. This guy owns his own company, owns property. I mean, really nice guy, no criminal record, no kids, no nothing. He's just a really cool dude. And I think in my head, I mean, if a female friend of mine wanted me to hook them up with someone, he'd be the first person. Oh, him. You got to, I call him V. You have to date V. He's just so dope. He's just a great guy. But the thought that many women would probably cross him off the list on looks just because, not that he's not good looking, but because he's shorter than them and he's shorter than most women, is crazy to me.
And we've had a number of, you know, people text us in and say that this is the double standard that's applied to, like, women as well, right? Like, where men will say, oh, I prefer a blonde, or oh, I prefer this body type, or oh, yeah, whatever.
And it sounds insensitive, don't it?
And it's just silly to lead with that. You can have your personal preferences. Chemistry is chemistry. I'm not going to break that down for everybody because it's just a fact. However, one person texted in and said, I'm married to a man who's 5'6", and I'm 5'11", and he's wonderful. Tall does not mean quality. So one physical attribute doesn't mean they're a quality person.
Correct. 67% of women polled said that a man must be taller than them. That is a lot of women. I'm just amazed at that.
We're already getting texts about your friend V. How old is your
friend? I'll tell you all about him. I might even give you his Instagram because I want him to get a nice woman in his life.
I get it. He deserves it.
He's like 5'5". He's a good-looking guy. He owns one of the dopest sneaker stores in Chicago. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
But he's single. Amazing.
And are you sure he chooses not to be single?
I think he's a little bit of a workaholic, so he's not really concentrating on dating. He's concentrating on his business.
Yeah, I got it. Because that's what fills him up
now. I mean, what a great catch.
Yeah, yeah.
Honest guy. But, you know, he's short. And if he was on Match.com, you know, on that alone, someone would be like, no, pass, next.
Oh, yeah, they'll filter you out instantly.
Is that how it works on online dating? They filter out the short dudes?
I think so, or else they just say you need to be 5'9 or over to what's the Wonderland ride, Marilyn? What's the Wonderland line? You need to be this tall to ride
this ride.
You have to be this tall to ride this.
Well, listen, no, as one texter says, hey, we're all the same height horizontally.
Yeah. No, I don't know about that.
No, not really.
That
doesn't work either. Okay.
Preference is preference. But just broaden your horizons.
Right. And I also think, too, even if you're the same height like I am with my husband, when I put heels on, I am taller than he is, and he's got no problem with
and
that.
And doesn't confidence add a few inches anyways in your mind, right?
Like,
you know what?
Does.
Confidence and being funny are two turn-ons for me like nobody's business.
Absolutely.
So who are the hot short guys? I mean, let's talk about Hollywood since they're people we all know.
Well, a lot of people were texting in, you know, Tom Cruise. Yeah.
Okay. Zac Efron, is he short or are we just pretending he is because we want him to be?
Well, this is the thing, right? If you Google any celebrity height for a guy or any celebrity age for a woman, there's a chance that there's not the most accurate results.
Yeah, because they're lying like they did, you know, back in
the day. Like, it says Zac Efron's 5'8", but like, I've seen him on red carpets next to other people. I'm like, I don't think he's 5'8". I think he's like 5'6". I'm not saying that's problematically short. I just think he would be on the lower end of the spectrum for some women.
Good call. They definitely notoriously fudge age and height in Hollywood.
Sure. Bruno Mars is short. He's 5'5".
I mean, Bruno Mars, what a charming dude.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to hang out with Bruno Mars?
Right. Josh Hutcherson, who I think is very cute.
Right.
Short, yeah. Who else? Elijah Wood is 5'6". I think he's cute. Maybe not hot, but cute. Who else? Kendrick Lamar is 5'6".
Kendrick Lamar. Another charming dude. Yeah.
But as a short guy, you don't want to be just called cute. Right?
That's adorable.
Like, what am I, a Hershey Kiss?
No, I know, but I think I'm saying it like I'm looking at these young guys and I'm a mother.
But that is common.
Yeah.
A short guy who's okay looking will be called cute or adorable. Okay. And you just kind of.
I got one for you. I got one for you guys. I do.
Okay.
Joe Jonas is 5'7".
Joe Jonas.
Yes. When he was at Breakfast in Barbados with us, he was not super tall, but he was super hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I'm telling you. And Kit Harrington is 5'7".
Yes. Okay, another good one.
Absolutely. Broaden your horizons. Give
Jon Snow, everyone.
Absolutely.
Jon Snow. Mark Wahlberg.
Mark 5'7". Wahlberg.
Nick Jonas is shorter than Joe, and he's also hot.
So we've made the point. Short men, you owe us a couple minutes on your dial at least. Stick with us, all right? I want to talk to you about the Lotto jackpot 649 seats that we awarded to Lucy. She went to the game last night, Hawks, Maple Leafs, and she's here to tell us about her experience. Lucy, hello?
Hey, Jamar, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Okay, tell us about your experience in the best seats in the house.
Oh my God, it was so friggin' incredible. It really was. You know, like we're sitting there, the guys are, you know, a few times they thought they were going to end up on our laps and they came crashing into the boards and it was, I couldn't believe it. You know, like at times you kind of felt like you were spending more time watching the players than you were watching the game.
Exactly.
Awesome.
It sounds like you were yelling a lot because you don't have much of a voice.
You know, the third period was really exciting.
That is so exciting. So they didn't do well last night. Doesn't matter. You had great seats.
It was. Like, I mean, at one point I look over and there's Austin Matthews. I can see the sweat under his eyes.
Yes.
You know, like, I'm thinking, this is incredible. And Patrick Kane on the other side of me, and I can see
Patrick Kane.
Yes.
Another hot, short guy. He's short. He's a tiny one, Kaner. But, you know, just talk about the level of detail that you could watch the game in. It's almost, like, I don't say distracting, but you watch the game in a completely different way when you're that close, isn't it?
You do. It was unbelievable. Like, I mean, we got there, and the number of people that actually came down to us and said, hey, do you guys work here? Like, how'd you get these seats? Like, Chum, baby, we got them on Chum.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, let everybody know about that. Well, I'm so glad you had a great time. Did you get a jersey?
We actually got baseball caps. I got a little baseball cap for my little grandson, and it was just, it was awesome, Neil. Thank you, guys.
Lucy.
It was so fantastic.
Lucy, congratulations. We're so glad that you had a good time, and what a life. Really, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It is.
You were deserving of that. Awesome. Great. Thanks for letting us know.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Whew. Marilyn.
Good for her.
Hey, Marilyn, we got to get you in those seats.
Okay, I'll go.
We got to get you in those seats.
Okay.
And let me tell you something. You listening to the show, if you're a hockey person, even if you're not a hockey person, you've got to get in these seats. You've got to stick with Chum, because the next time we give these seats out, it'll be the postseason.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Postseason Leafs?
Don't jinx it.
I mean, I'm not jinxing it, but I mean, you know, that's a great time to sit that close.
You know, it's often rather quiet in the Scotiabank Arena during Leafs games. I think people are often surprised that it is that way. But you go there during the playoffs, and it's so loud. It is nuts. Because it's amped up. Like, everybody's crazy.
There isn't a better sport to watch that closely than hockey. On record, I'm telling you. It's just amazing. It's incredible. And it's right here on Chum. So if you hang out with us, you got a good shot at getting the drop on that when we do give those away.
And the bragging rights. So
and the bragging rights. No. It's worth bragging about. It's worth Instagramming. This is your eTalk Entertainment update brought to you by IKEA. The IKEA Springish Sale is on the way. Get up to 60% off select items in store or online up to April 1st. Tracy Melcher in the house. What's good?
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How's V doing? Is what I should be asking.
She's talking about my single friend
with the sneaker store in Chicago.
Oh, right.
Would you like a hookup? You're cutting the line. There's a lot of texts coming in say they want that link.
Well, I'm thinking he's petite, but he's here.
He's a business owner, right? So you're attracted.
Yeah, I like that. And he's a busy guy. I'm a busy woman.
All right,
it kind of works.
Take a number, sister.
Okay, so we're gonna figure that out after off air, Jamar.
Sure.
So we're leading the eTalk update with the college admissions cheating scandal.
Yes.
Lori Loughlin turned herself in yesterday, and she stood with her lawyer in a Los Angeles courtroom, and she didn't really speak except to answer yes to the judge's questions. She was released on $1 million U.S. Bond. Mm-hmm. Her husband, fashion designer Massimo Giannulli, he was arrested the day before. He had to pay the same amount of a bond, $1 million. Prosecutors allege that the couple paid $500,000 to have their daughters labeled as crew team recruits at the University of Southern California, even though neither of them is a rower. So,
right.
Of course, they join around 50 people, including actress, Emmy Award-winning actress Felicity Huffman.
Felicity Huffman, who paid $15,000 for her daughter to take the ACTs and give a little extra time for that. And the guy corrected the answers after she left.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. It's all allegedly.
And so we're going to be following that one very closely. Ironically enough, Lori Loughlin's daughter, who is a huge social media superstar.
From her dorm room, where she never goes to class.
Yes, Olivia
allegedly.
Jade. Olivia Jade. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, college is college, right? She was celebrating spring break on a yacht owned by a USC Board of Trustees member.
Not just
a member, but the chairman of the USC board. His name is Rick Caruso. Caruso's daughter Gianna, Olivia, and several other friends were spending time off in the Bahamas.
Yep.
So when she found out the fate of her mother, Olivia, when she found out what was going on with Lori Loughlin, she immediately returned to the U.S.
She was aware of the investigation. She said it's in their best interest for her to head home.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just so you know, we're told that the board will not decide the fate of Olivia and other students involved in the case. That decision is left squarely in the hands of the university's president.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. It's far-reaching, though. You know, a lot of these coaches have been fired or put on leave because they have to do some more investigation. And, you know, the universities are up for this, too. I mean, we have to see where they are. That whole admissions scam, it's got to be revamped because it's done incorrectly.
Absolutely. When I first heard the story, I was under the impression, because, you know, it was breaking and developing,
that
it was in line with the boosters. You know, you buy a wing, and then sometimes, you know, admissions is a different rule, right?
Oh,
and I know that is above board, mm-hmm. being a booster, right? Mm-hmm.
You know what, Trace, we talked about it yesterday too, as I'm sure you did it with the ETA crew, is that this has been going on with sports for a long,
mm-hmm.
long time.
Yes.
But what makes this so unique is that women, mothers,
absolutely.
Doing it for their daughters. Mm-hmm. And really, when it comes down to it, in my mind, it's so that the women feel it's about the parents getting the cachet to say, yes, my daughter goes to Georgetown University.
Mm-hmm.
Even though George Brown University is a very good university.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But it's really about the parents and the optics.
It is. And But again, I don't understand the distinction between this and the boosters, but I know we're going to be hearing a lot about it.
We're going to learn a lot on this
one. A lot about it.
Thank you, Tracy. Have a great day.
You
talk on tonight at 7 o'clock.
Absolutely.
You are surviving spring break.
It's not a break for the parents. Let's just call it like it is. It's March Madness right now. That's what it is.
You're a good mom, Tracy Melcher. Since it's St. Patty's Week, we've got Clodagh McKenna in.
Yay! Clodagh, I've heard so much about you. I'm so excited to meet you.
I'm so excited to meet you too. Martin has talked so much about you.
Really? Anything good?
Everything good.
I hope
everything
so.
Everything good.
Yes. Well, listen, I got to admit to you, my last name is McNeil. I think my relatives maybe cheated on the test. I don't know if there's any Irish in me. I should know a little more.
So, have you been?
I've never been to. I've been to the UK a bunch, but I've never actually been to Ireland.
Oh, you've got to go. Marilyn came last year. We had such a great time.
Oh my God,
fishing,
so much fun,
and dancing in the pubs.
We did go fly fishing.
We go fly fishing.
I did falconry. I did dancing. I did a perfect Guinness pour.
Yeah,
I was in
New York yesterday, and they were talking about your trip to Ireland.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I got to do it again.
Yeah.
So we know we have to navigate the pubs this weekend.
Yes.
So there's different language that we can use. Give us a word, put it in a sentence, and tell us how we can use it. Okay. So the first word straight from Clodagh McKenna is?
I'm going to put it in a sentence.
Sure.
You look terribly ossified.
Wait. So what? That sounded great, but what?
You look really ossified.
You look really drunk.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. Okay.
Ossified.
Ossified is
terribly ossified.
That's a good one. All right, right now.
Come on, let's go out and have some crack.
Wait a second. I'm from Queens.
I knew that
was true. If you say that in Queens, they might call an intervention on you.
Did they not use that in Chicago?
Maybe they did too, but listen, that means something totally different. What does that mean in Irish lingo? Fun.
Let's go have some crack. Let's go have some fun.
Yeah, crack, agus ceoil, is kind of like a really popular Irish saying, which means fun and music.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Let's have some crack.
Look at that.
Okay, I'm gonna use that with care, but anyway.
Okay, so
ahead.
I'm sitting at the bar with my, you know, girlfriends, and we're checking out the guys, and this guy walks in and he smells of the farm, and I say, oh my God, he's a real bogger.
He's a real bogger.
Bogs are never good anyway. What does that mean?
It means he's a real country boy.
Really? Country boy, like kind of rural.
Well, yeah, the bogs, in Ireland is like this kind of wetland.
Sure, the bogs like a swamp.
So the idea of the bogger is that all of the mud is still stuck to him.
Oh. That's great. Okay. Fantastic. All
so
right.
So far, so good. You got another one?
Okay. So we go into the bar and Marlon's like, come on, let's have some whiskey shots. And I'm like, stole the ball.
Stole the ball. Stole the ball.
What do you think that is?
I don't know. It sounds like a scene from Half Baked in my language. Stole the ball. But no, stole the ball. I don't know. What is it?
It means hold on a moment.
Hold on a moment.
Let's have a Guinness first.
I like that. All right, cool, cool. Do you have one more Irish lingo there?
Do I have one more? Oh, God, this is awful. Oh, God, every time he gets drunk, he just talks arseways.
I know what that's about. He talks arseways.
That is kind of a universal thing, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
But not really. What's it? What do you mean by that?
I mean that he just does never make sense.
There he
is. Instead of talking from the top, he's talking from the bottom.
Arseways.
Arseways.
Clodagh, thank you so much. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And tell everybody about your great new book.
So my new book is called Clodagh Suppers. And basically it's a collection of beautiful recipes made into menus throughout the whole seasons. All really kind of easy to make recipes, ones that you can make ahead. And I guide you through basically how to entertain at home and how to create the perfect supper at home with tablescaping and table setting ideas.
And so congratulations on that book, because you're hitting all the big, you're hitting Wendy Williams, you're doing my show, you're doing the Today Show.
Fantastic.
You're doing so many.
Yeah, it's already an Amazon bestseller.
Yay!
Oh,
and then what's the last thing that we say when we toast you on your new book and toasting St. Patrick's Day? What do we say?
Schleuta.
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 Thank you, Clodagh McKenna. Happy St. Patrick's
Happy Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Schleuta.
Schleuta.
Erase my coffee. Schleuta.
Yeah, there you go.
Beto O'Rourke is trending, and if you're thinking, hey, that might be a popular Irish person trending ahead of St. Patrick's Day, no, you are wrong. He is the former Texas congressman thrown into the spotlight, made famous by his surprisingly close-fought bid to oust Ted Cruz from the Senate. Well, he has officially entered the race to take on Donald Trump in the 2020 U.S. president election. Now, that's, of course, if he wins the Democratic primary. People are pretty excited about him as a potential candidate, though. I'll tell you that. Late yesterday morning, it became official. Canada banned the Boeing 737 MAX 8s from its airspace. Our airspace. The MAX 8s cannot arrive, depart, or even fly over Canadian airspace effective immediately. The government here and in the U.S., which grounded the planes yesterday also, said the decision was prompted by new data which showed similarities between that Ethiopian Airlines crash last week and the Lion Air crash in Indonesia back in October. And not only that, this was really interesting yesterday and had a lot of people talking. At least two pilots who flew the MAX 8 planes on U.S. routes had filed reports about the plane's nose suddenly dipping after they engaged autopilot.
Every time you tell that part of the story, like, my stomach takes a huge drop. Like, I just...
Isn't that scary?
Incredibly scary.
Yeah, so that lined up with data that showed the Ethiopian Airlines pilots had difficulty controlling the planes within minutes of taking off. So it had people very concerned and relieved to see that, look, we've made a decision, the planes are grounded, and nobody has to go online and worry about Googling whether or not this was the plane they were going to be getting on, because it's too stressful for people. It's just absolutely
it's terrible.
Yeah, it's way too stressful.
Yeah.
Now, finally, we all have to ask ourselves, where were you for the great Instagram and Facebook outage of 2019? That was yesterday, and if you were still wondering what exactly happened, you're not alone. Everyone's wondering what was going on because Facebook Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp were all struck by a worldwide outage yesterday. Some people couldn't comment or post. Other people said the services wouldn't load at all. The problem started around noon, lasted until 5. Mm. I mean, that's a long time to go without social media.
I tried to wish my friend from Chicago a happy birthday, and that's the only time I knew there was a problem.
Yeah.
Other than that, didn't affect me.
And everyone's like, was this a hacking?
Yeah.
Right. Should we be worried about this? Now, they haven't disclosed what went wrong.
Yeah.
And they also haven't really said that it's been resolved entirely. So if you are noticing a glitch on any of those programs today, it's probably still residual from yesterday.
I was on WhatsApp yesterday getting ready to get a long list of items to bring to Jamaica for family.
Wedding dress included?
Yeah. And then the glitch happened. Whew. Saved by the Glitch.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, guys.
I thought about how much money was lost yesterday, too. For those that, you know, tag and they make their money off of Instagram, they must have lost some dough there.
I loved seeing people come back to Twitter as a regular Twitter user. I love seeing the people who kind of left in favor of Facebook and in favor of Instagram going like, hey, what's going on? Tell me, Twitter.
Now they're back in the Twitter sphere.
Yeah.
But it does speak to how much those apps have become the standard for how we communicate and deliver information.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Instagram and WhatsApp.
I, for one, once I realized it wasn't me creating the issue, once I realized that, I kind of liked it. I found it soothing to go without those things for 5 hours.
I am responsible for this glitch.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And do I have a treat for you, Toronto 6? We are going to the 876. We are going to Jamaica.
Ah, and you're going to Jamaica like... When? Today?
Yeah,
tomorrow?
Like in hours. Like, well, listen, I'm going to do a little recon mission for the rest of Toronto. I'm going to go there and scope out the place a little bit and come back and say yes.
Oh my
Jamaica
God.
Is still hot, still spicy and tasty. And it's great for us to go. Let's all go down there. But I got to tell you, I can't think. My favorite, number one, I am Jamaican and Jamaica is so wonderful to my heart. The minute that plane lands and they open that plane door and you smell that soil and you feel that warmth of the air, the humidity, and you just start smelling the salt water. You just said, "Mon Marich." That's what you want. That's what you want to say when you get to Jamaica. You say, "Marich," like Marich. I got here. Marich, I got here.
It's part of Chum's epic beach adventures, and starting Monday, be listening for a Chum 104.5 boarding call Monday at 7 o'clock. We've got a lot of vacations to give away. Montego Bay, 7 nights at the all-inclusive Grand Palladium Lady Hamilton Resort. And we love the fact that you want to go because we can feel it. I can hear the ocean. Wait a minute. Hang on. There it is right there.
Is that the ocean? Is that me breathing on the microphone?
It's so good. So all the details are on chum1045.com. But again, we've got those epic adventures happening this time to Jamaica. Be listening to us Monday morning at 7. Thank you for doing the research on this.
Oh yeah, listen.
I'm glad that we could give you some time off to go down just to check it out.
It's going
to
be a tough task, but I'm up to it. Trust me. Follow me on IG if you want to see what happens in Jamaica this time of year. It's going to be big, big fun. I got some stuff planned down there, some events and stuff. At 6 Jamar, but listen, Chum is going to get you there too.
All right. That's good. I love giving away those trips, too. That's
big fun. Up to all the yard people, them. You know what I go and down at Jamaica. You know, it's like a real, real big opportunity to this. And you know what, Marilyn?
Yeah?
We're going to give you some patois lessons, too.
Okay. Oh, I'm in.
How about that?
I'm in.
Let's just give you the easy stuff. Just say, big up.
Big up.
Look at that. It's already happening.
Straight up, Jamar.
Straight up. Fantastic. Epic Island Adventures. Next destination, Jamaica.
Hey! Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.